Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and hope you are doing well here in summer. Summer has arrived. Summer without baseball. Can you believe it? I never, ever thought I would see this day unless there was some sort of strike, and I'll tell you what, as I read about the negotiations and see what's going on in baseball, it just looks like baseball is just totally at a standstill. The union and the management are just far apart, and it doesn't look like anything's going to happen. And we have with us today a guy that's more affected by that than I certainly am, and his name is Devin Mann. And he is a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. He's been in the organization for 2 years, doing exceptionally well. He's one of the fastest rising stars in the Dodgers organization, drafted out of the University of Louisville, fifth round draft pick in 2018, actually went to rookie ball and moved right through it, got up to what's called high A, playing for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And this year, if there would have been baseball, minor league baseball looks like it's not going to happen. If there were going to be minor league baseball this year, he would be in double A, probably playing for Tulsa, possibly playing for Oklahoma City, their triple A team. But looks like unless the teams come back together, he's not going to be in the minors. However, they are talking about expanding the major league roster to 50 players. And if they expand to 50 players, he would be on that roster. So maybe it's a benefit for him. I don't know. And the other odd thing is sometimes you find gems in your own backyard. And Devin Mann is actually lives less than a mile and a half from me, which I think probably is the closest proximity to any guest we have ever had on. And that doesn't mean that we've picked up somebody that's not talented, because obviously Devin is one of the most talented people that we have had on in a long time. But God certainly works. We had a good time. Went over to Devin's house and did an interview with him, and that's what we have for you today. So if you can, forget about all the things that are going on in the world, and certainly the fact that we don't have baseball seems to be the least of our worries right now. But if you can, relax and listen to the testimony and the life of future second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Devin Mann. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us, and we have with us today a up-and-coming player who seems to be doing very well, baseball player. Guest is Devin Mann, who's a second baseman in the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. Devin, thanks for being part of Face to Face.
Thank you for having me.
You have moved up quickly since coming into the Dodgers organization in 2018. This looked like it was going to be like a breakout year for you. Then the virus hit. How have you handled this?
Yeah, it's definitely been, you know, a new normal for this year. I think in terms of, you know, just how we're staying ready, I think it's just trying to, you know, stay in shape as, you know, best as you can, and, you know, also stay in baseball shape as well. But I think it's just, you know, staying ready for any opportunity that arises. I think that's been, you know, a good thing for me to stay with.
Tell me about baseball shape. What's the difference between staying in regular shape, staying in baseball shape?
I think, you know, you have so many games. It's such a, you know, a long season, and it can be pretty taxing on your body. So I think it's just staying in, you know, as best peak physical shape, and as well as, you know, conditioning shape too, just to, you know, prepare yourself for, you know, whatever, you know, journeys you'll enter this year with baseball.
You've been in organized baseball since 2018, I believe. You're a fifth-round draft pick out of the University of Louisville. Take us through the last two seasons as far as the teams that you have played for.
Yeah, I think, you know, I got into pro ball in 2018, went and played for the Great Lakes Loons, the coach John Shoemaker there. That was a really cool atmosphere to be around and, you know, my first taste of, you know, professional baseball. And I think that they did a good job of, you know, just kind of letting me, you know, get my feelers for what baseball would be like. And then last year, playing in Rancho Cucamonga for Mark Cartanian, that was probably one of the funnest summers and, you know, years of baseball I've had, you know, just, you know, not even talking about baseball, just, you know, being able to go and do different things and, you know, just really fall in love with the game and, you know, appreciate everything more. I think, you know, that was a really cool experience. And then, you know, getting out into play in the fall league in Arizona, that was something that was really fun for me and something I'll cherish a lot too.
Yeah, you've had some good experiences. In fact, playing for Rancho Cucamonga, I think my records are correct. You hit 278, had 19 homers. Have the Dodgers given you any indication of what was to come this year if we would have had a season?
Yeah, so I would start in Double A at our facility in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, just build on last year and, you know, just kind of let everything play out. You know, I think I made some good strides in 2019 and, you know, still, you know, staying ready and, you know, preparing myself for to make even bigger jumps in 2020 or when, you know, whenever your next opportunity will arise.
Now, tell me a little bit about what your feelings were when you found out in spring training that baseball was basically coming to an end, maybe not going to happen. What went through your head?
I mean, it's definitely crazy. You know, you don't expect that to happen. Obviously, being out there, you know, spring training was in, you know, full go mode. And then, you know, having to have a meeting, you know, telling us that we would be getting sent home for, and then, you know, the unknown of not knowing how long or anything like that. I mean, it was definitely an unsettling feeling and you definitely miss the game. You know, just because you're not used to being home this time of year and you're used to being, you know, midway through your season and things like that. So it was definitely a bummer, but, you know, you just still want to take advantage of all the opportunities you have to better yourself at home as well.
What's the culture like in the minors, and do you have a number of guys that are moving along the same time you are, guys that you're pretty close to in the organization?
Yeah, I've made a lot of good friends, you know, throughout the organization, you know, old guys that have been there for a while and guys that were in my draft class. You know, I really love it. It's a good brotherhood. You know, obviously there's some individuality to it in terms of, you know, you're moving at your, you know, at your own pace. You know, guys might move faster, guys might move slower. So I think, you know, me moving quicker has allowed me to, you know, make more friends and, you know, get to know more people. You know, obviously as you move up throughout the organization, you know, guys start to get older and, you know, being a young guy, it's definitely been cool to be around some of those older guys, you know, pick their brains a little bit. But I mean, I think as a whole, the minor leagues has been really good and I've definitely enjoyed every bit of it.
Tell me a little bit about the culture of the minor leagues as far as the players go. I know there's a lot of Latin ball players. I know there's a lot of different types of people. What's kind of been the adjustment for playing with those guys and playing with the guys you played with at the University of Louisville?
You know, at college, you know, everyone's, you know, kind of same. Kind of, you know, everyone's got different backgrounds and different upbringings, but I think as a whole you're kind of the same. You know, you're wanting to get into pro ball, and I think what was coolest for me about pro ball was, you know, there's people from different cultures, you know, different languages, and, you know, it's fun to learn and, you know, experience new things with those guys and, you know, learn different things about their culture and, you know, teach them things about your culture and upbringing. And I think that was something that was really cool for me, in terms of just, you know, kind of getting to know, you know, different things about, you know, where people are from and things like that. So that's definitely been something, you know, really cool for me.
Compare the level of play that you're seeing Rancho Cucamonga, which is a high A, right, in the California League.
Yes.
Compare the level of play there with what you had at the University of Louisville and playing in the ACC, which seems to be a great baseball conference.
Yeah, the ACC is a, you know, a top-notch baseball program, and, you know, it's a good league, and I think that, you know, that and the SEC, I think that's, you know, as high as it gets in terms of, you know, college baseball. You know, I think high A is kind of a step up. I think the competition, you know, starts to get better. You still have a lot of young guys, like a lot of high prospects in high A. So the talent definitely is there. I think, you know, playing in college, you're able to have a better approach and be more mature than guys like, you know, younger guys, like higher prospects, with things like that. But I think, you know, the level of high A is, you know, a big jump from low A, and then obviously you have, you know, a bigger jump as you keep going forward. But I would say, you know, high A, you know, compared to college is probably, you know, right there, just maybe a little bit better.
Tell me the difference in what you're seeing, and I'm sure there's players on your team that have come out of major universities like yourself. There's also players that have come straight out of high school. Is there a learning curve for these guys coming out of high school that maybe you've already been through, so to speak?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you go to college, you get that, you know, 3 or 4 years of experience of learning, you know, work ethic, you know, things like that. You know, it's a time for you to mature and learn things about your game. And then obviously, you know, you have like, you know, high prospect high schoolers that come, and, you know, they might not be as mature as they would be, you know, through college, or, you know, still developing things in their game that might take longer in the minor leagues. And, you know, obviously coming out of high school, you know, it'll take you a little bit just to learn. And then you'll have those guys that come out of high school and, you know, are extremely talented, and that'll fly through an organization. So I think, you know, just the mature aspect and learning things about your game is something that, you know, I took away from college that allowed me to excel in pro ball.
I didn't know this exactly. I think I heard it, maybe by rumor, or maybe I saw it somewhere, that spring training this year you got into a early season Dodgers game. Was that true?
Yeah, I think I played in 3 or 4 games. I came in 3 games. I started 1 game. You know, that was a really cool experience for me. Just to, you know, it's just a little bit of a taste of, you know what it's like in the majors. Obviously, it's, you know, nowhere near of, you know, actually playing in a major league ballpark with, you know, with the fans and everything. But, you know, it was really cool to, you know, get to play with those guys. You know, see how they do things on a daily basis, and, you know, just to get a feel for the game at that level.
Did you get a chance to face a major league pitcher?
Yeah, so the game that I started, I faced Mike Fiers.
Yeah.
So that was a cool experience. I got a couple of bats off him. I mean, that was, you know, something really cool. And
pretty good. Did he throw a no-hitter?
Yeah. I think he's thrown a couple no-hitters. So, I mean, it's definitely cool to get experience off those guys. And, you know, you get to just, you know, learn from those experience and things like that.
Yeah, and it's good. I know that the major league players will take care of you. I just saw today, in fact, that David Price has said that he's going to send $1,000 to every minor league player in the Dodgers organization. So you feel a real kind of a, even though you don't know these guys, feel like a camaraderie between yourself and the major league players.
Yeah, there's definitely a brotherhood. You know, they've been in our shoes before, and so they know what it's like. And, you know, for David to not even be with the Dodgers organization for a full year, not even half a year, and for him to do that, it just shows his character. And you know he's been there before, and he understands, and you know, I respect him a lot for that.
Guest is Devin Mann. He's a up-and-comer in the Dodgers organization, and hopefully in a couple of years we're going to see you in a full-fledged Dodger uniform playing in Chavez Ravine. That has to be something to really look forward to.
Yes, sir. That's definitely something fun to look forward to.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about his faith a little bit. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Devin Mann, who actually lives right down the street from me almost, which is really kind of unique. And let's talk a little bit about your faith. Where does God fit into your life right now?
You know, he's definitely a big part of my life. You know, being a high caliber athlete, you know, it's easy to get away from things and, you know, make things about yourself and things like that. But I think, you know, blending faith and God together with baseball and that competitive drive, I think it, you know, helps have a balance that, you know, everything comes with, you know, that faith, and, you know, it just allows you to, you know, be at ease, you know, playing at that high level.
The lifestyle was certainly a change for you. You're at the University of Louisville, which is not too far away from your home. I'm sure your parents, your friends got a chance to see you. And then you get into the minors. Great Lakes, is that Grand Rapids? When you played with Great Lakes?
Midland, Michigan.
Yeah. So that's not too bad. But Rancho Cucamonga, that's a continent away. What are the frustrations? What were the frustrations of trying to get of trying to go through the lifestyle of a minor leaguer?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm born and raised a Midwest kid, so the lifestyle out there is, you know, a complete 360 for what I'm used to, you know, different time zone, different people. But, you know, I think it's just having, you know, a mindset of just growth. And, you know, that's just a new experience. And you get to, have a new experience with those people out there and that, you know, the way people live out there. And, you know, obviously it was, you know, a little tough at first because you're, you know, across the country away from your family. And so, I, you know, I think just, you know, growing and having that mindset of, you know, just, you know, wanting to experience something new, I think that was, you know, really cool for me.
How about the frustrations and going to God in that? Were there times where you felt some loneliness and you had a chance to pray or read your Bible or do anything like that?
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, you get there and, you know, you can feel lonely at times and, you know, I feel like you're right. I don't really, you know, have anybody in my corner, but, you know, just, you know, sitting back and realizing that, you know, God's got your back no matter what. You know, you can go to Him in prayer with anything. And I think just, you know, having that understanding and, you know, just realizing that, you know, God's going to give you, you know, tests in your life to be able to learn and grow as a human. And I think just having that realization, you know, can kind of give you some ease throughout your life, you know, even outside of, you know, playing baseball.
Tell me a little bit about growing up and what your faith meant to you growing up, your family and so on, and some of the things that happened, that have happened in your life.
Yeah, so we went to, we attend St. Peter's Lutheran. You know, I think, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, understanding faith, you know, wasn't the easiest thing to do. And I think as you grow up, you go through times where, you know, your faith is tested and, you know, you're able to have a better understanding of, you know, what's going on and, you know, things like that. I remember being in high school, you know, just going through tough times, you know, with baseball and, you know, just maturing and just, you know, just, I think for me, it was, you know, just trusting that, you know, God's got your back no matter what. And, you know, He's not going to give you any tests that you're not capable of handling. So I think, you know, just kind of understanding, you know, the blending faith with, you know, with everything in life, you know, will set you up for success.
I know that being part of a major university, the lifestyle in college can be challenging, shall we say. But I also understand that you had a Christian coach. In fact, he's been on my list of face-to-face in Coach Danny McDonald, right?
Yep.
Tell me a little bit, did you ever see his faith coming through, or was there anything there that that kind of gave you an inspiration?
Yeah, you know, Coach McDonald did a good job of blending faith with athletics there. We'd have, you know, study groups every Sunday. You know, he does a good job of, you know, helping us, you know, giving us the opportunity to expand our faith, you know, through God. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. And, you know, we always have prayer at the end of practice and, you know, after games and things like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, win, lose, or draw, you know, you're always thankful for the blessings God has given you. And so that's definitely something that, you know, I took with me.
Tell me a little bit about when in your life, and I know you've played travel ball, I know you played for the high school here in Columbus North. Tell me a little bit about, was there a time in your life when you started to say to yourself, I can do this, I can get to the majors?
Yeah, you know, I think in high school, you know, playing in a, you know, a small city, you know, that was definitely, you know, not something that you definitely did not think about. You know, you go to college as a freshman, I did pretty well. And I think it was my sophomore, going into my sophomore year, so my freshman summer, you know, I started to make some real jumps and, you know, that definitely, you know, started to talk to different agencies and things like that. And, you know, just coming to that realization that that's something that, you know, I can realistically do. I mean, obviously growing up, you know, you watch, you know, Major League Baseball on TV and say, gosh, I'd love to do that. You know, but in the back of your mind, you look at those guys like, you know, superheroes and things like that. And then, you know, having the realization that, you know, I can do that. And then, you know, being in the position right now where, you know, you're right there, you know. So it's definitely cool to look back on and, you know, think about, you know, it's not as crazy of a dream as you, you know, make it out to be.
Do you have kind of a personal timetable that you want to get to the majors, goals and set that say, in this particular time, I want to be in the majors?
You know, I think for me, it's just, you know, I want to be there, you know, whenever I'm fully ready. I don't want to, you know, get there too early or, you know, get there too late. I think, you know, when I'm, you know, physically, mentally ready to play at that level, you know, compete at that level, then I think, you know, God will, you know, allow that to happen. You know, I don't want to rush anything, you know, in due time. you know, with that. But I think, you know, when I'm fully ready, I think that opportunity will arise, and, you know, whatever that is, I'll be able to run with it.
Tell me what you need to do. You get to this place to where you have to tweak your game, kind of tweak your life a little bit. What is it that you feel in your own life and in your own game you have to get to a point, things that you have to work on in order to be a successful major leaguer?
You know, I think a lot of it for me is, you know, mental, you know, just having to, you know, the ups and downs, and, you know, having better awareness to be able to deal with the failure aspect of it. You know, I've always been a kid that, you know, wore my heart on my sleeve. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, having that burning passion, and, you know, just making sure that you have an understanding that, you know, you play a game of failure and, you know, it's, you're going to fail and things like that. I think, you know, physically and, you know, I think, you know, I think I could go there and compete right now, but I think it's just, you know, blending the mental with the physical right now that will allow me to stay there.
Who are the people right now in your life that have been an inspiration to you, or that whether either in or out of baseball, that have kind of guided you?
You know, I think for me, first and foremost, you know, I have to go with my father, Bill Mann. You know, he's been there for me since day one. You know, he's always pushed me. You know, he's been someone that I can count on to help me better my game and to help me better as a person, you know. So I think, you know, I'm grateful for him and will always, you know, cherish that time I have with him. And, you know, growing up, you know, he's given me life lessons as a man and, you know, helped me, you know, become the best baseball player that I can become too. And, you know, I owe him, you know, all my success. So, I mean, that's something I'll cherish. And then, you know, secondly, Nathan Frazier, who's my trainer at MVP Sports. He's definitely someone that's, you know, took me in as a young 14-year-old. He's taught me a lot of life lessons about work ethic and, you know, becoming the best version of yourself. And, you know, he's someone that I really look up to, probably behind my dad, too. Just someone that, you know, I can always count on to be there for me. You know, I consider him one of my best friends. And, you know, just, you know, looking at him as a father figure, you know, seeing how he does things. And, you know, he's a very, you know, by the book person. And, you know, I cherish my friendship with him.
How about somebody in the game? Is there a player that you look at on a daily basis or look at when you're looking through all this and say, that's somebody that I want to be like?
You know, I think for me, you know, you look at all those major league players and you kind of see how they go about, you know, how they go about their daily lives. You know, I think it's cool to watch all of them. You know, for me, I don't want to compare myself and say, I want to be like him or I want to do that. Cause then it takes away, you know, the value of, you know, becoming, you know, your true self, on the field and off the field. I think, you know, you can look at those guys and be like, you know, he's a good role model on and off the field. You know, he plays the game right. And I think it's just, you know, becoming the best version of yourself. For me, you know, I think that, you know, just, you know, being the best version of yourself on and off the field, you know, will allow you to be successful.
Devin Mann's been our guest. Devin, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, even though, like I say, we've been probably bumped into a lot of the same people around town. But I certainly am proud of where you've got so far and for your faith, and thank you for that. Thank you for being on the show. Tell me a little bit about if you have a favorite verse.
You know, I don't necessarily have a favorite verse. I think for me, it's just kind of, you know, blending, you know, God with sports, you know, being a very high caliber, you know, athlete that, you know, that loves to compete, you know, and everything he does. It's just kind of, you know, blending God and trying to, you know, make changes, you know, where they need be, and, you know, just trusting God that, you know, he'll, you know, lead you down the right path. And, you know, I think it's just kind of blending those two together, and just having a good understanding that, you know, God's always got your back with everything.
Thanks, Devin. I appreciate that. Devin Mann's been our guest. He's going to be the second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, I think, in a couple of years. I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing you out there and out there in uniform. Thanks for being a part.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Devin Mann of the Dodgers. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face, and hope that you enjoyed that time with Devin Mann. I'll tell you, a lot of baseball is not happening, of course, not just because of what's happening with the majors, but a lot of spring sports got canceled because of the virus. And one of the people that we hope to have on Face to Face one of these days is the University of Louisville head coach, Dan O'Donnell. And he has a very strong faith. He is someone that's known in the community as somebody that does not just teach baseball, and he's been there for quite a while. In fact, the Louisville teams have been very successful. He does not just teach baseball, but he also teaches life, and that's somebody that had a tremendous influence, I think, on Devin Mann, so and others, many others. Louisville's been a good team to put some people in the organizations of major and minor league baseball. We hope that you have enjoyed this show. Of course, you can go to our podcast, which is at facetofaceradio.com, and hear all the various interviews that we have had in the past. A number of them, anyway. We've had over 500 different athletes on, so we don't have all of those on there, but I suppose we got quite a few on there, so we hope that you'll check that out, check out some of the stories that we have, and pray for these guys. We pray that you would think about them. We pray that you would remember them, because a lot of these guys are not just baseball players, but people in the world of sports kind of in limbo right now. And remember, this is not just something they do like recreationally. This is their life. So pray for them. Pray that God will continue to guide them. And pray for us here at Face to Face as we continue to bring you stories of what's going on in the world of sports and how different athletes and different people in sports are affected by knowing Jesus Christ personally. Well, as we close for you today, I want to take you to a passage in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And here's what it says. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That's kind of a theme for us here at Face to Face. God has laid out this plan that I never would have expected many, many years ago, but we're wrapping up 30 years of the planning of Face to Face. Now, we didn't go on the air till 1992, but it was early July 1990 when the idea came to me and some others that we needed to do something, and Face to Face has been the result of that since 1990. Seems like a long time ago, but in other ways, it seems like it just happened. But God has used us in many ways, and we know that, as that verse says, He has prepared in advance for us to do that. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana, 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.